Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Sometimes a dream. Well, he's down the ship, tails his back, changes it every day. Says it doesn't matter. Faces are loaded and cruisers are not playing it play by play. Down the chain.
Thank you. Welcome to Crazy Nation Public Radio Station. We're here to soothe the soul and calm the anger. So, welcome to Therapy Hour with your host, Ron Reck. Tonight, we're going to work on your emotional feelings of how you understand the new reality that is coming to you soon, called a cashless society. And always wear the mask. That's what you need to do. Always wear the mask, because when you breathe out, you are polluting the environment. Same reason why they stop having cattle, to stop the farts from gassing us to death and burning a hole through the ozone layer. But I use 14 cans of hairspray a fucking day to keep my stuff in place all the time, so everything is so fucking crystally clear, perfect in my world. That's how it works. So that's how we live nowadays. So welcome to Crazy Nation Radio, public broadcasting. Just hang tight. We got one more ride and we're going to get to the phones.
Thank you. Taking my time. Boston. There we go. Hey, everybody. You know what time it is. Crazy Nation Radio. It's your host, Ron Reck, the crazy motherfucker of them all down the Midwest, down at the bottom of fucking Missouri. Low-life motherfucker, white trash motherfucker I am. Yes, sir, I am. I do. And I'm bona fide white trash, and I live by them rules. So anyway, I hope everybody had a great day. I've been busy. You know, hear me on the air past couple days. But cause I've been busy beginning of the week. Got shit got to do this weekend coming up. So I got to get ready first time. Anyway, besides that, you know, there's some good news. Or, you know, some really fucked up news. But did I say good news? What did I say that for? It's got to be the medication. I'm pretty fucked up. But anyway, yeah, I want to talk about some pretty fucking crazy shit here at the crazy show. And even though it came out today, it's the best retardation, funniest shit I've ever heard, and the craziest fucking bullshit. I know you all know what I'm talking about. I know you know, but I can't do that first. First, I got to stand up for and speak words for the Missouri Department of Conservation, MCD. We have a problem here. And MCD sent me an email stating the fact that MCD confirms second northern snakehead captured in Missouri. These fish. From China, okay? The second one's been caught in Missouri, and they're a motherfucker of a fish. These fuckers are fucking wild, okay? They're invasive as a motherfucker, okay? They're native to China, can grow 33 inches long, and are generally tan with a dark brown mottling, okay? You know, like, you know, braille, like a fucking, you know, goddamn pit bull, whatever. Jaws contain many small teeth similar to a pike or a prickle, okay? So we know there's some teeth. This thing is capable of breathing air, can go dormant in the mud during drought, and can move short distances on land using its pinnacle fins, can live out of water for up to 3 days in most environments. Ain't that a bad motherfucker? Can live out in the air for 3 fucking days. Ain't that something? Huh? Well, anyway, apparently this fish is pretty fucking bad. They're saying here, Fish Hatcheries Management Biologist and Missouri Department of Conservation has confirmed the second larva spike has been recorded in the state. The fish was captured by an angler on May 19th while sending for bait at Duck Creek. Wait, what? Sending for bait at Duck Creek Conservation Area when he counted the first northern snakehead record. The first northern snakehead was recorded caught in St. Francis River leaving the Duncan County in 2019. So that was the first one that was ever caught. So that's kind of wild. MDC staff spent 2 days looking for additional specimens on the Duck Creek Conservation Area and Mango National Wild Refuge. The effort was no additional fish likely, indicating that the area had a blow, but their numbers. So the northern snakehead was discovered in eastern Arkansas waterways 2008. Since then, the distribution has been spreading north through the waters of St. Francis River's watershed. Sorry, fuck, I'm high. Okay, unfortunately, it was only a matter of time before they saw species continue to spread into Missouri, said MCD fishery management biologist David Knuth, K-N-U-T-H. Okay, snakeheads are an invasive species. Named Asia, they're aggressive predators preying on native species and competing for resources. So, in other words, eating our shit and taking our shit, killing it. You know, this fish has a wide temperature tolerance, can spawn multiple times in 1 year. That's nice. So this motherfucker can pump out some shit quick and can still survive in low oxygenated waters by breathing air. So we did come from the fishing. Is that what he's saying? We actually walked out of the water? Damn. I mean, I understand me. I'm Aquarius. I know. I got a lot to do with water, but that's just fucking me. All right. Here we go. Let's see. Unfortunately, there's only a matter of time before we saw the species continue to spread in Missouri, said MDC, Fishery Management Biologist David Keith again. Okay, this fish has a wide temperature tolerance, can spawn multiple times in 1 year, can survive low oxygenated waters by breathing air. Second, the impacts of the species' native fish problems are still to be determined, and is something what we have to follow over time. If you find a northern snakehead, MCD recommends the following. Make sure it's a snakehead. Northern snakeheads can be confused with bowfin. Snakeheads are also snake-like appearance with a much longer anal fin than the bowfish. Do not release the fish or throw it back, as it could migrate back into the water or a new water body. Remember, this fish is an air breather. It can live considerable amounts of time out of the water. Kill the fish by severing the head or gutting it. Photographs of the fish so species can be positively identified. Reporting any sites to Missouri Department Conservation, South Regional Office at 573-290-5855. Missouri recommends the public that is a legitimate important export, sell, purchase. Missouri reminds the public it's illegal to import, export, sell, purchase, or process live northern snakehead. In Missouri, MCD will continue to monitor this spread in the state. You mean I can't sell one if I fucking catch it? Can I go get it stuffed? Put that motherfucker on my wall. What can I say, you know? All right. Well, anyway, you know, the second one thing I'm talking about tonight is Donald Trump getting indicted. I know you're waiting for that, weren't you? Can it get any fucking crazier? Just can it do any more fucking damage craziness? If people say I'm fucking crazy, wow, I can't wait to hear what you motherfuckers got to say about this night. Can we start with election tampering? Campaign tampering? Very well could be. Let's take a look, Imasabi. I mean, come on, man. Serious with me. Anyway, I'm lighting the phones up. Fuck y'all. I'm just going to drag you here with me. This crazy shit. Biden's got zillions of these motherfuckers spread all over the motherfucker. And ain't said a word to that motherfucker about it. Wow.
No.
Trump let him in there. They told Trump to lock him up with a double lock, so he did. Then they come and raid him. Ain't that fucked up. That didn't work out for him at all, either, did it? What the fuck?
Nope.
You want to talk about? Yeah, there's no fucking way around this. This is wow. It just amazes the fuck out of me, doesn't it? I mean, you guys, wow.
What's the indictment about? What are they indicted about?
About you having them fucking records, them presidential records. You remember?
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, he took to his house in Panama fucking in Florida. And they raided his house and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're indicting him over that shit.
Yeah.
He could have declassified him himself. And they were already at his house. They already seen the fuckers. They knew they were there. And here's Biden got these fuckers scattered all over for $10 fucking too since he was a senator. And it's okay for him, but ain't okay for you. Is that what the fuck we're saying?
Right.
That's exactly what they're saying.
And Donald Trump even has a Secret Service there around the clock, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
These motherfuckers
right.
This stuff until the election. They tried with that chick in New York, claiming that, he raped her or whatever. And then now this, and so they're just going to keep trickling shit out,
Yeah.
All these cases, hi guys. All these cases.
Hi.
That have been put up. Yeah, you got the good stuff.
Absolutely.
And you're not sharing, are you, Ron?
No, I'm not. I'm a greedy, selfish bastard.
But
I learned everything from Joe.
All these cases are gonna fail.
Ain't there been any hunters parties?
We got nothing. Even there's a secret indictment type thing that's happening in Florida over these cases. All right.
Well, they're going to produce nothing, but that's not the point. The point is that they want to tie him up and make him spend money on attorneys and court fees and everything else, and keep him busy so that he doesn't have any time to campaign.
Well,
it makes him look bad in the leftist media.
Well, I think what also is going to happen is when they eventually will fail, and I agree with Dan Bongino. I think the threat level on him is really high, and when I say threat level, I'm talking about people are going to try and get to this guy and try and kill him. And that's what Dan Bongino is worried about is these agents around, these Secret Service agents around him are ran by the DHS, and the DHS is run by, Obama. Obama can give the order, what's his name can give the order, Biden. Whoever can give the order and say, well, kill him, can lessen the protection around Trump, and which will lead to somebody killing him, assassination. So watch it. Watch this. The threat level is ratcheted. The threat level on Trump is ratcheted up, and we'll see what happens with this thing, because all this is lawfare. All right. That's all these cases, you know, E. Jean Carroll and Stormy Daniels and the tax case. Now this, and of course the Georgia election case. All right. All it is lawfare. They want time up in court all over the place so that they think that one thing they think they're going to do is they think they're going to bankrupt this guy, bankrupt Trump.
I don't know. Yeah, it could be, but they're going to try anything they can, apparently, at this point to disrupt this election and fuck it all up. Election interference is what the fuck it is. That's exactly what this fucking is, election interference.
Yep.
Yeah, it's right there, right fucking there in front of you. You can't deny
right
it.
Right.
Yeah, so it's election interference, and that's what the fuck's going on.
Ron, just like I told you a while ago on the phone earlier today about that election little deal I ran into. You know, same fucking thing.
Right. Yep.
Corruption.
Right. Exactly.
Same fucking thing.
Yep.
Only on a grand scale.
Absolutely.
Only on a grand scale.
Yeah. Yeah, national. Yep. Big national fucking scale. Worldwide. World fucking wide, you know?
World fucking wide, yep.
Look at us doing this stupid shit so we can have our fucking way. That's what it is, man.
Yep.
You would think so.
I mean,
it's fucking crazy.
I agree with you. Election, I mean, they interfered. Not only did they cheat in 2020, but they interfered in 2020 when they covered up the Hunter Biden laptop. Because if all the polls were right, then 20% of the Democrats would not have voted for him, and the 20% that of the Democrats that actually voted for him would not have voted for him in 2020 if they had known about the laptop. They covered that son of a bitch up. They not only cheated, they interfered in 2020.
That was a Russian collusion. That was a Russian collusion bullshit story lie. Remember that?
Yeah, Russia.
Laptop?
Russia.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. What they do is they accuse you. Democrats will accuse you of shit they're actually doing. It's called the Gypsy Do Flipperoo.
Hillary Clinton said it well. Hillary Clinton said it well. She said, deny and lie to be a Democrat. Just deny and lie. You'd be okay. That's right. That's what she said. Yep, deny and lie. Anyway, I'm going to flip this clip here. Matter of fact, a couple clips here real quick. We're going to hear the fucking news on this bullshit. Here we go. Fucking unbelievable. Crazy world. Here we go.
We begin with this Fox News alert. This is Fox News Tonight. I'm Harris Faulkner. The Justice Department has just indicted former President Donald Trump over his handling of classified documents after he left office. The former president announced this news just moments ago himself in a post on his social media platform, Truth Social. Here's the quote. The corrupt Biden administration has informed my attorneys that I have been indicted, seemingly over the boxes hoax. Even though Joe Biden has 1,850 boxes at the University of Delaware, additional boxes in Chinatown and D.C., and even more boxes at the University of Pennsylvania, and documents strewn all over his garage floor where he parks his Corvette, and which is secured by only a garage door that is paper thin and open most of the time. Trump also said he has been summoned to appear at the federal courthouse in Miami, Florida next Tuesday. Another quote, I never thought it was possible that such a thing could happen to a former president of the United States. I am an innocent man, he added. This is indeed a dark day for the United States of America. Matthew Whitaker is the former acting attorney general under former President Trump. He joins me now with reaction. First of all, just your initial reaction to what the former president just said. This is a dark day for this nation.
Yeah, Harris, good to be with you. It's a really sad day for our country. I mean, if you believe in the rule of law and if you believe in equal justice under the law, this should concern you because, you know, we have what appears to be a completely political prosecution of the former president, the current leader for the Republican nomination. And, you know, it is was a rush to get him indicted. You know, you look at the other cases, compare this to Hunter Biden's case, Joe Biden's case, Vice President Pence's, and even, you know, Hillary Clinton. And I just, I can't see how Department of Justice isn't explaining.
We begin with this Fox News alert. This is Fox News Tonight. I'm Harris Faulkner. The Justice Department has just indicted former President Donald Trump over his all over his garage floor where he parks his Corvette, and which is secured by only a garage door that is paper thin and open most of the time. Trump also said he has been summoned to appear at the federal courthouse in Miami, Florida next Tuesday. Another quote, I never thought it was possible that such a thing could happen to a former president of the United States. I am an innocent man, he added. This is indeed a dark day for the United States of America. Matthew Whitaker is the former acting attorney general under former President Trump. He joins me now with reaction. First of all, just your initial reaction to what the former president just said. This is a dark day for this nation.
Yeah, Harris, good to be with you. It's a really sad day for our country. I mean, if you believe in the rule of law and if you believe in equal justice under the law, this should concern you because, you know, we have what appears to be a completely political prosecution of the former president, the current leader for the Republican nomination. And, you know, it is was a rush to get him indicted. You know, you look at the other cases, compare this to Hunter Biden's case, Joe Biden's case, Vice President Pence's, and even, you know, Hillary Clinton. And I just, I can't see how Department of Justice isn't explaining why they're doing this case and none of these other cases that I just mentioned. It's really a sad day, Harrison. And I think it's the stuff of banana republics, quite frankly.
You know what? I have to point out what the former president is saying about that garage with the papers strewn all over and the lack of classified document security at a current president's home. All of that is true. We have pictures of where the Corvette was parked.
Yeah.
We know that they found documents that weren't even told to the American public, weren't even told to anybody outside the Biden circle for months after they had been first found at the Penn Wharton University Penn with his name on it, that place at the campus, and then two of his homes. And then it was like an Easter egg hunt. I mean, every place you look, there were more documents. The president isn't wrong about complaining about that and saying that this is not fair.
No, and the other thing that Donald Trump also has on his side is he was president. He could have declassified these documents. That is going to have to be, I guess, litigated now. Hmm. But also, you know, they were negotiating with the National Archives. They were trying to resolve this situation. And so it's very frustrating, I'm sure, for the president and his team to think that they were resolving this presidential records issue, and all of a sudden the FBI comes in and raids, and now we have a special counsel appointed by Biden's attorney general. Really what appears to be doing political work under the, you know, auspices of a special prosecutor. It's very concerning. And, I join a lot of Americans that kind of have a sinking feeling that this may be, you know, the best days of the United States may be behind us if this is how our political, you know, climate is going to be.
You mentioned that he could have declassified those documents. Do you know why he wouldn't have done that?
Yep. Yeah, I don't. I mean, I think, again, it was my understanding that the special counsel put witnesses in front of the grand jury that said that Donald Trump had declassified certain documents, especially the ones that were, you know, in the presidential residence at the White House. But, you know, again, each one of these documents is going to have a story. And each one of these documents, the federal government's going to have to explain to a jury beyond a reasonable doubt that President Trump couldn't have had these and shouldn't have had these, and it was illegal for him to have them. And, you know, again, we haven't seen this indictment yet. We're told that, I guess, there's seven counts. And so I think a lot of it's going to be in what the indictment says and then what the evidence shows.
Are you surprised, because the president says that he was first notified, you know, less than 36 hours ago, are you surprised at the speed at which we found out about the indictment? I mean, how does this normally work? When you say that this is a dark day for America, give us some of the exceptions to the normalities that you see.
Well, I, first of all, the speed with which this investigation happened, you know, again, we have the Hunter Biden investigation, 4.5 years, nothing has happened. We have this recent alleged bribery case when Vice President Biden, then Vice President Biden, allegedly received $5 million, and that has been languishing for years. And so, you know, it just seems like when Republicans, or especially Donald Trump, you know, is under the wheel of investigation, that they do it with post-haste and they throw all the resources on it. But when Democrats, and especially Biden family and others, you know, are alleged to have had wrongdoing, that these investigations go nowhere. And I just, you know, it's a two-tiered system of justice, Harris, and we've talked about this before, but this is just another example, and I think it's the worst example yet of that two-tiered system of justice.
Matthew, before we move on here, I have to ask, what's he facing?
Yeah.
Just, and I know we don't know the seven counts, but you know enough about this case,
yeah,
and you know enough about what would have been there because we've seen pictures of the documents. I mean, yeah, some of them looked rather staged, but we've seen some of this, and we know the president has talked about it. So what could he be facing?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, a lot of this is going to be tried in the press. We're going to see leaks, continued leaks from the special counsel on what they believe their evidence is. And so, you know, what he's facing is, you know, a public trial ultimately. You know, but I think, you know, Donald Trump seems to always get stronger when challenged. These types of things that would normally melt an average human being, I think, give him strength, and he continues to fight. And, you know, the question I have is why do we continue to have these persecutions? You know, the Russia hoax is a prime example where they threw all the resources they possibly could and tried to prove anything they possibly could, and they never got a single charge out of that against Donald Trump. And I just see this as another example of that, where the Department of Justice is, for some reason, probably because Donald Trump isn't beholden to anybody and can actually, you know, take this country in a better and improved direction, that's why they're going after him, because they want to stop him in this swamp, and the people that live in it are real and they don't like Donald Trump.
Do you think that he has the legal team around him at this point that can handle all of this? Do you see him bolstering that at all? And would you want to be on it?
So I spent a lot of time with President Trump. I just saw him in Iowa last week. You know, he's going to have to determine whether he has the right people in the right positions. And, you know, ultimately that's his decision. You know, I would do anything to help Donald Trump right now. I'm not, but, you know, I'm going to come on Fox News and other channels just to make sure the American people understand what this case is really about.
Matthew Whitaker, former acting attorney general under the former president, who's been indicted tonight. Thank you.
All right. There's the first one. Well, we need to hear what Donnie has to say. We need to go straight to him. So that's where I'm going for. I got that shit fucking marked here some fucking where. Here it is, I think.
Like I said, we were kind of previewing for you a response, not only a written response like Trump has had on Truth Social, but also he put out a video just now. It's about 4 minutes long. It's his first response to the federal indictment brought down by Special Counsel Jack Smith's team. Let's listen.
Very sadly, we're a nation in decline, and yet they go after a popular president, a president that got more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country, by far, and did much better the second time in the election than the first, and they go after him on a boxer's hoax, just like the Russia hoax, and all of the others. It's just been going on for 7 years that they can't stop because it's election interference at the highest level. There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person. They had the Mueller hoax, the Mueller report, and that came out. No collusion after 2.5 years. That was set up by Hillary Clinton and Democrats. But this is what they do. This is what they do so well. If they would devote their energies to honesty and integrity, it would be a lot better for our country. They could do a lot better. They could do a lot of great things. But when you look at what's happened to our country in the last 3 years, we were energy independent. We had a strong military that wasn't woke. We were doing so well. We were respected all over the world. Got the biggest tax cuts in history, biggest regulation cuts in history. And what do? You have a president where an election was taken. got more votes than any sitting president in history by far, never anything even close. And they come after me because now we're leading in the polls again by a lot against Biden and against the Republicans by a lot. But we're leading against Biden by a lot, a tremendous amount. And we went up to a level that they figured the way they're going to stop us is by using what's called warfare. And that's what it is. This is warfare for the law. And we can't let it happen. We can't let it happen. Our country is going to hell. And they come after Donald Trump, weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI. We can't let this continue to go on because it's ripping our country to shreds. We have such big problems, and this shouldn't be one of them. It's a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax. Just like Russia, 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 just like the fake dossier was a hoax. You saw the Durham report. You saw the Mueller report. It was all a big hoax. You had two impeachments, and they lost, and we won. And we had tremendous support. But that was a hoax and a scam. And now they're doing it again. It's just a continuation, 7 years, even after I'm out. But it's called election interference. They're trying to destroy a reputation so they can win an election. That's just as bad as doing any of the other things that have been done over the last number of years, and especially during the 2020 election. So I just want to tell you, I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong. And we will fight this out just like we've been fighting for 7 years. It would be wonderful if we could devote our full time to making America great again. And that's exactly what we did. But now, again, our country is in decline. We're a failing nation. And this is what they do. I'm an innocent man. We will prove that again. 7 years of proving it. And here we go again. Very unfair. But that's the way it is. I just want to thank everybody. We are doing something very special for our country. We're putting America first. I always put America first. And that's why we were in a position. Unfortunately, that position is no longer valid because they've done such a poor job. But we're in a position where we're going to make America great again. I'm innocent, and we will prove that very, very soundly and hopefully very quickly. Thank you very much.
Okay, so former President Donald Trump there calling this warfare, calling this a hoax, saying he is they will fight this there. So that is the former president, his response to this breaking news right
now. Indicted. Why not? What the fuck? What's the problem?
Why the fuck not?
These motherfuckers, it's just, it's so fucky, man. Ugh. 2 tiers of law.
Look, if Trump...
Apparently there's another book I don't know about.
If
you know what
Trump
I mean?
Was not running for president, you would not hear one fucking word.
No,
about this.
No,
not a
never,
fucking,
never, ever.
Not a fucking syllable. Not
book.
Even a fucking fart.
No, fuck no.
But since he is, they're coming. They're bringing everything out. And
we got to stop
like
the
I
evil
said,
doer.
I hope you got him wrong.
We got to stop
the evil doers. That's exactly. But like I said, the next thing on their agenda is probably what happened to JFK up there in Dallas. They haven't tried that yet. They tried everything else. And these people are desperate. When you get that desperate,
yeah.
Or that demonic plagued or whatever you want to call it, well, hell, why not? You know, they tried everything else to keep him away from that office in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, they did it in 2016 and 2020.
Yeah, same thing.
But he's a little bit more fucking serious,
everything
man.
Everything eventually fails.
He's indicted for criminal charges, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hold the fuck on
But
now.
The thing is, when everything eventually fails, and it will fail, all this stuff will fail, you know, then... They're going to have no other choice. They're going to have no other choice. They're going to be backed into a corner. And that choice is what? Assassination.
Yep. I've said this for a long fucking time. I mean, what else are they going to do? Okay, we know this is, like you said, we know this is going to fail. It's a bunch of it's a witch hunt. That's all it is. Okay, so if this witch hunt doesn't work and this witch hunt doesn't work, well, maybe a bullet will. Get the logic there.
Oh yeah,
the logic.
Right.
The
11 hours. That's why I said don't freak out because it's not 11 hours. I have it queued up to where you're just gonna play the when Grassley and Speech, but they only get like 5 minutes.
Okay, but I gotta flip it over to a computer. Okay, I'll take care of that.
I think Donald Trump needs to stop talking about I'm an innocent man. I had energy independence. I had all this stuff. I think he needs to move past that. Ignore basically the indictment as far as talking about it. Don't give it any validity because it's crap.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about what you're going to do for the country when you get elected. If you elect me, this is what's going to happen. Talk about that. And then, you know, once he gets in presidency, then he can take care of business as far as all those people that have been, you know, trying to put him behind bars or whatever
for
no reason.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, I agree.
This whole talking about the back, you know, the election, we did this, we did that, we had unemployment down, da-da-da. Okay, yeah, we got that. We got that. And telling us you're innocent isn't going to make the people who hate you already believe that you're innocent. And the people who know you're innocent, you don't need to remind them. We know. We got your back, you know.
Okay, so, this is on...
That's just my opinion.
Okay, well, I agree with you. But I don't know. There's so many different avenues they can go, you know what I mean, that if they're going to try to fuck with him. They've tried so many, you know.
And he just he shouldn't give him any validity. No, don't validate it by complaining about it and saying you're innocent because man, you sound guilty.
How many times do you want yourself to look like a fucking retarded idiot? To, you know, leave the fucking guy alone. You know, the shit didn't work them at a time. You're trying to pull off fucking bullshit lie stories. These are lies. You're fucking lying. You know you're lying. You know you ain't got shit in the first place. You know what I mean? So what
are
you fucking
doing?
That's
why this clip that you're going to play coming up is going to basically finally... finally it came out today as far as everything. So that's why it was worth playing because it goes straight to your...
All right, let me see if I got this right.
Hearing 2011.
Hearing weaponizations of federal government, okay.
Yeah,
Chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, we welcome you, Senator Johnson. Representative Jamie Raskin, Congressman Raskin has represented Maryland's 8th Congressional District. Since 2017, he currently serves as the ranking member on the Committee of Oversight and Accountability. And we have with us former member Tulsi Gabbard, who represented Hawaii's 2nd Congressional District for 8 years in the House of Representatives. For nearly 20 years, she has served our country in the Hawaii Army National Guard and the U.S. Army Reserve, including deployments in Iraq and Kuwait. We thank all of you for your service. Our longstanding committee practice is to not ask questions of our colleagues and former colleagues that appear before us. In light of that practice, our first panel will have 10 minutes to deliver their testimony. Again, we thank you for being here, and Senator from Iowa is recognized for 10 minutes.
Thank you, Chairman Jordan and Ranking Member Plaskett, for this opportunity to appear. I thank you for inviting me to come here. And what I'm about to tell you sounds like it's out of some fiction spy thriller, but it actually happened, and it happened in our own government. Congressional oversight is a constitutional demand. We dedicate our careers to it. I have, at least. And during the course of my service, I've ran countless investigations. In the past few years, I've never seen so much effort from the FBI, the partisan media, and some of my Democrat colleagues to interfere with and undermine very legitimate congressional inquiries. It's because of a triad of disinformation and outright falsehoods. As one example, look at Crossfire Hurricane. Bit by bit, piece by piece, it's been deconstructed and shown to be politically motivated investigation, which it was. We all know now that it was the Democratic National Committee, along with the Clinton campaign, who colluded with the Russians. They used a former Russian spy, Fusion GPS, and law firm to create a fake dossier and then tried to cover it up. Now, the most recent example of this triad at work are efforts against my and Senator Johnson's ongoing Biden family investigation. That investigation started on August 14, 2019, when I was chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, with a letter that I wrote to the Treasury Department. My letter was about a questionable financial transaction subject to the Committee on Foreign Investment that related to a matter involving the Biden family. As our investigation continued and advanced, Democratic leadership and partisan media began their attack on our investigation. This is where that spy thriller starts to heat up. On July 13, 2020, then Minority Leader Schumer, Senator Warner, then Speaker Pelosi, and then Chairman Schiff sent a letter with a classified attachment to the FBI. That letter expressed a purported belief that Congress was the subject of a foreign disinformation campaign. The letter was targeted at the Johnson-Grassley investigation. However, the classified attachment included unclassified element that attempted and failed to tie our work to a Russian agent named Andrei Derkach. Unsurprisingly, those unclassified elements were leaked to the press to support a false campaign accusing Senator Johnson of me of relying on material from a Russian agent and thus advancing Russian disinformation. Of course, it was pure nonsense that the irresponsible media portrayed this all as the truth. Guess what then? Chairman Schiff claimed without any evidence whatsoever that our oversight work was rooted in Russian disinformation. Of course, you know, he conveniently left out that our oversight work was actually rooted in official U.S. government and Obama administration records. Then, guess what? Senator Blumenthal also wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post accusing our investigation of, quote, perpetuating Russian disinformation in the U.S. Senate, end of quote. And then, guess what? Minority Leader Schumer and then Ranking Member Wyden tried to offer a resolution in the Senate disparaging our Biden investigation. They, in a sense, were basically calling us Russian stooges. Pretty simple. That violated Senate rules in their efforts and, of course, were appropriately shut down. On July the 16th, 2020, mere days after the July 13th letter, then-ranking members Wyden and Peters, wrote a letter to me and Senator Johnson asking for a briefing from the FBI's Foreign Influence Task Force. Our staff and the ranking member's staff had already, now remember, we had already received a briefing March of 2020 that put the issue to rest. So why another briefing? The point being, there was no real purpose for another briefing, let alone a member-level briefing, other than to further undermine our investigation. Some of our Democratic colleagues weren't interested in anything but using the briefing to try and destroy our investigation. But at these Democrats' insistence, the FBI caved. In August 2020, Senator Johnson and I had that infamous briefing from the FBI that was needless. And then, as we had feared, the contents of that briefing were later leaked to the Washington Post, even though the FBI had promised us confidentiality. That leak outrageously and inaccurately connected that FBI briefing to our investigation in another effort to falsely label our good government oversight work as Russian disinformation. Now, the Wall Street Journal editorial board was on top of it because that board did the right thing and wrote a piece about the briefing titled, quote, "The FBI's dubious briefing. Did the Bureau set up two GOP senators at the behest of Democrats?" End of quote. So, simply put, the briefing was unnecessary and completely irrelevant to the substance of our investigation. It was only done because the Democrats wanted to do so. They could try and smear us, and the FBI wrongly did their bidding. To this very day, Director Wray refuses to provide Senator Johnson and me, as constitutional officers, records relating to that briefing, including the alleged intelligence basis for it. Director Wray has consistently failed to perform duties required of his position. Now, another example of this Democratic disinformation campaign involved a George Kent, former State Department Deputy Assistant General. Senator Johnson and I ran a transcribed interview with George Kent. Before the interview, Democrats acquired material from that Russian agent, the same one that I mentioned earlier. At the interview, Democrats, not Republicans, Democrats asked Mr. Kent about the same material. Mr. Kent said it was disinformation. Now think about that. After all the spears the Democrats were throwing at the two of us, in the end, it was the Democrats who introduced Russian disinformation from a Russian agent into the investigative record as an exhibit. A foreign agent whom our own intelligence committee warned was actively seeking to influence U.S. politics. Not me or Senator Johnson, not our staff. It was the Democrats who inserted disinformation from the Russians into our official record. The partisan media and Democrat leadership ought to be ashamed of themselves for fake information if they spread that they spread about our investigation. So in the end, they all failed to stop Senator Johnson and me. On August 23rd, 2020, Senator Johnson and I released our first Biden investigation report. Now, I know there's been a lot of talk in this town about treasure records, and you ought to pursue them. In that 2020 report, we made public the contents of many treasury records. But we didn't stop there. We issued another report, November 18, 2020. Our report exposed extensive financial relationships between Hunter and James Biden and Chinese nationals connected to the communist regime. More precisely, Chinese nationals connected to the Chinese government, military, and intelligence service. With the new Congress, of course, Senator Johnson and I transitioned to be ranking members. We hadn't forgot about what the triad of partisan media, FBI, and Democrats, and leadership did to us. So we don't stop. We did what any congressional investigator worth their salt would do. We gathered even more records to prove them all wrong. We acquired authentic bank records that substantiated findings of our previous two reports. They financially linked Hunter Biden and James Biden to entities and individuals connected with the communist Chinese regime. We also acquired business records with Hunter and James Biden's signatures alongside those same Chinese nationals. How were they supposed to be paid? According to bank records, there were wires from companies linked to the communist regime. In 3-4 speeches, we made those bank records public and asked this question to our partisan detractors, the same ones that I mentioned throughout my remarks, and maybe a lot of others. Are these official bank records Russian disinformation? We also shared hundreds of pages of bank records with U.S. Attorney Weiss. He failed to respond. Now, as our investigation continued, whistleblowers approached my office with allegations that the FBI created an assessment in August 2020, the same month that the FBI briefed me and Senator Johnson. According to these whistleblowers, that assessment was used by FBI headquarters to improperly discredit negative Hunter Biden information as, you might expect, disinformation. As a result, this scheme allegedly caused investigative activity to entirely cease. It's been further alleged to me that in September 2020, the same month Senator Johnson and I released our first report, those FBI headquarters personnel began placing their analysis of the credibility of reporting related to the Biden family in what I've been told is a restricted access subfile. Further allegations to my office involved FBI personnel at the Washington field office who improperly ordered information to be closed by the FBI related to Hunter Biden's potential criminal conduct in October 2020, just before the election, even though it was verified or it was verifiable. Other whistleblower disclosures to my office make clear that the FBI has within its possession very significant, impactful, and voluminous evidence with respect to potential criminal conduct by Hunter and James Biden. These disclosures also allege that Joe Biden was aware of Hunter Biden's business arrangements and may have been involved in some of them. We still aren't sure what's been done with this information. The FBI's track record doesn't create much faith that the information is going to be followed up on. It's clear to me that the Justice Department and the FBI are suffering from a political infection that, if it's not defeated, will cause the American people no longer to trust these storied institutions. It will also threaten the American way of life. Unfortunately, what you've heard from me, this story of government abuse and political treachery, is scarier than fiction. It really happened. But, Mr. Chairman, your committee here, so assembled, has an opportunity to help us write the last chapter in this real-life drama. You must relentlessly pursue the facts and the evidence. Senator Johnson and I will do the same and willing to work with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Senator Grassley. Senator Johnson.
Chairman Jordan, Ranking Member Plaskett, members of the Select Committee, thank you for inviting me to testify about my personal knowledge of and experience with federal agencies being weaponized against U.S. citizens. Senator Grassley has just described the most egregious examples undertaken by multiple actors and agencies to undermine and sabotage our joint investigations. But to begin, let me be clear. Throughout my testimony, I am not talking about the men and women in government who conduct themselves with integrity and patriotism. But at the outset, it is important to recognize corrupt individuals within federal agencies that I am talking about are not acting alone. They operate as vital partners of the left-wing political movement that includes most members of the mainstream media, big tech social media giants, global institutions and foundations, Democrat Party operatives, and elected officials. As the Twitter files reveal, these actors work in concert to defeat their political opponents and promote left-wing ideology and government control over our lives. My eyes began opening to this reality with the disclosure of how the Obama administration weaponized the IRS to harass Tea Party groups by denying them tax-exempt status. My personal knowledge and experience with agency corruption began in 2015 when I became chairman of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. My first investigation ultimately revealed the extensive editing of then FBI Director James Comey of his July 5, 2016 statement that exonerated Secretary Clinton regarding her use of a private email server for official business. The edits were clearly made to downplay the seriousness of her actions. It is important to note those partisan edits were made by the same cast of characters in the FBI that would initiate and drive the corrupt Russian-Trump collusion investigation. During our investigation of the FBI's involvement in the Russian collusion hoax, Senator Grassley and I uncovered and made public highly partisan text messages between FBI employees Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Strzok's December 15, 2016 test, quote, "Think our sisters have begun leaking like mad. Scorned, worried, and political, they're kicking into overdrive, has never been given the attention it deserves." In 2022 interview with Jeff Gerth, Strzok said he now believes, quote, "that it is more likely the text came not from the CIA, but from senior levels of the U.S. government or Congress." Who might those leakers be? Why aren't reporters who receive the leaks outraged at being fed false information? And why haven't they blown the whistle on the leakers? Why didn't the mainstream media robustly investigate how they were all duped? The answer is they weren't duped. They were complicit in creating and fostering the political turmoil our country has been experiencing over the last 6 years. Those leaks were a key ingredient in the most destructive political dirty trick in U.S. history, the creation and promotion of the false Russia-Trump collusion narrative. To be most effective, however, that narrative relied on coordination between government actors and the media. And the left had allies in the FBI. Unable to verify the Steele dossier, the FBI offered Christopher Steele $1 million to provide verification. By December 2016, the FBI knew they had investigated Steele's primary subsource as a Russian spy. In the main body of the Department of Justice Inspector General's report on FISA abuse, FBI official Bill Priestap is quoted saying the FBI, quote, "didn't have any indication whatsoever," unquote, of Russian influence on the Steele dossier. Our investigation uncovered redacted footnotes to that same document that completely contradicted that statement. Why would Priestap's false statement appear in the report, but the truth be hidden in classified footnotes? 14 months later, in February 2018, the FBI still briefed the Senate Intelligence Committee that the dossier had validity. When the Mueller report found no evidence of collusion, the left engineered an impeachment of President Trump. The cooperation between the House Intelligence Committee and the impeachment whistleblower remains murky. Then-Chairman Adam Schiff originally denied his committee had contact with the whistleblower prior to the filing of the complaint, a claim Schiff later attempted to walk back. The genesis of the impeachment saga has yet to be fully investigated. It needs to be. Prior to the impeachment proceedings, Hunter Biden's obvious conflicts of interest in Ukraine became public, and Senator Grassley and I began investigating.
I'm going to stop that there for a second. Yeah, this is explaining all the shit they have done criminally wrong, man. You know, I get it. God, this would be a long ride in this. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. But yes, she's at, something's wrong. Something's really, really fucking wrong with this place, man.
As far as who did what, because we knew Democrats did things, you know, but we didn't know which ones. And we're not talking the ones in the FBI or anywhere else. We're talking just the regular congressmen and Senate members, and so right. now them coming well, they, out. Well,
they were paid by the Democratic Party to throw the shit off. You know,
yeah.
somebody paid them off. Somebody did. Well, Biden stole enough money. I'm sure he had enough money to pay him himself. What the fuck's the difference?
You know, I mean,
and this shit here going up this fucking, now this new bullshit that's indictment, that's his shit too.
Yeah.
His attorney general did it. He told him, Biden goes, hey, fix this motherfucker. Get him out of here. We can't have this motherfucker.
Funny how that
this
came
game.
Out today.
We can't lose that fucking
Oh, it's
power.
Funny how that came out today after the committee
it's
hearing
fucking,
they
it's
had today.
It's insane. We got another call. We're going to bring you 205. 205, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much.
But, you know, it's,
I was just I was just wondering the, you know, we've had. It seems like the FBI is really just the cleanup crew. You know, we've been massaged in every which direction you can be. A lot of these, we've got, what, 17 different agencies that are supposed to be working at protecting us from crime and all this other stuff. And I think we've got a fifth column in this country that's really running it, and you can't put your finger on where it's coming from.
Well, that's the whole idea of it. They don't want you to. They don't want you to find out where it's coming from. Yeah, it's, you know, I got you, yeah. I'm with you on that. Yeah, but they got it set where you ain't going to find out who the fuck they are. That's what they don't have. But the thing's becoming, all the shit that's going on now is becoming obvious. You know, that's a two-part system here now. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, look at the fact they're fucking with Trump on those files, but there's Biden got them all over the fucking place. He makes Trump look like a punk compared to what this guy's got. You know what I mean? So why haven't they done nothing with them? Why hasn't Biden been indicted? Just because he's president doesn't mean he can't be criminally prosecuted. You see what I mean? So what the fuck? This is definitely
Hillary has a server at home, unprotected. I mean, and she got away with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. They're all in it, and they're all Democratic Party. You know, I mean, I'm not saying the party itself is that fucked up, but some of the players ain't too good. You know, makes the rest of them look bad. You know, the old saying, birds of a feather flock together, so he's got that going for us.
This is not about Biden. This is about Obama. This is the biggest... This is the biggest scandal in America,
Obama's just another player, and he ain't got that much power. There's somebody else who's got the juice, man, I'm telling you. Obama's just another player. That's all he is, him and Michael.
He's another player, but they don't want the first. They don't want their first black president to be tarnished, right?
Well, he's already fucking tarnished. What are you talking about, Mike? Where are you at on that? He's already bucked. He's got a fair. Even his own people don't like him.
They tarnished Obama when they had Joe Biden get more votes than Obama.
Yeah, exactly. How did that happen?
How did Biden get elected when none of the his you know, get-togethers, people just didn't show up. So few people show. How did people just say, well, we won't even show up to listen to what he has to say? What is it that put him in office? I believe our system is so crooked that we can be pushed in almost any direction with any story
that they want
to drop on us. Thomas Jefferson said, God save my country from a two-party political system. We're the ball, and we just keep getting kicked back and forth between each of the parties, and they don't truly represent the interests of the citizenry or the countrymen of our country. And it's pathetic that we don't understand that.
Their whole thing is to make the corporations happy. That is like
divide and conquer.
Right.
All of the news agencies are corporately owned.
Absolutely. That's right.
How can you have true news when GE owns, what, NBC and Amazon owns somebody else in the, you know, I forget who owns the Washington Post, but these largest news agencies and their others are just repeaters. Have you ever seen that thing mm-hmm. where there's like 100 or 150 reporters and they're all saying the exact same thing at the same time in their local area? Yeah, that's the way it is.
Yep, exactly. It's all scripted with a Fed. Speak what you're fed. Speak what you're fed. That's all you get to say about. You know what I'm saying? That's what they do. They set the shit up. They do it. Well, if you ever movie, I go back to this old movie. Well, you remember Robin Williams, Good Morning Vietnam, when he seen the two twin boys mm-hmm. were in the teletype room, and they had to fucking score mm-hmm. anything you could say and you can't say. That's how it is. You know, give me the truth. That's what Robin Williams got mad about. He told the truth about it. You know, it was a bullshit deal. You know, they're mm-hmm. not letting this information out. It should be out there because they only want what they want you to know. You know, that's how it works today. Still the same thing. Ain't nothing changed with that one. But, you know, people don't really understand that fact and the concept of what they're trying to do. They only want you to listen to what they want you to hear. I said, you know, I explained to people too before. I said, you know what, man? When you watch the fucking local news anywhere, you don't hear nothing really good. You might hear the puppy say from the well story, but that's about it. All the rest of you hear is death, murder, car crashes, houses burning, you know. This motherfucker fucked this person, this motherfucker, this person, and on and on. That's all you hear every night. Majority of the whole film newscast is terror, destruction, and because that keeps you in fear. You know, oh, there's a bad car crash, 40 fucking cars crumbling. Oh, my God, I don't want to be one of them people. I'm not leaving my fucking house. Fear. Fear is a weapon they use.
Well,
television?
We used to
television.
Use the propaganda, you know, in World War One, World War Two, as far as in other countries, you know, to fear people.
Oh, yeah, and
still
here today.
Obama, in 2011, I'm sorry, Obama in 2011 had signed, they had made amendments to the Smith-Munson Act. And what that did is allow propaganda to be used here in the United States and use it freely. And they are, and they have. Which is amazing because very few people know that, and and yet every day, you know, they're receiving this propaganda. But yeah, the Smith-Munson Act. It's a hard name to pronounce that last part, but but yes, that's what he did, we've been receiving it ever since.
Well, it's like when I tell people they go to court, they don't understand the shit. You're going to go up and you go to court, you're scared because you don't understand the fucking what they're saying. You just don't understand it.
No.
You know?
That's right.
You just get thrown in like fucking the fucking, you know, the dog thrown in with the other dog to fight. You know, I completely flipped the fucking coin in the court system when I go to court. And it's just one of those things where people don't know. They just don't know. They hire a lawyer as a fucking interpreter. You're completely stupid. For one reason, you're never taught another shit in school. You were taught right from wrong. You really weren't. You thought you was, but you weren't. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
And like I said, they like motherfuckers in prison between the age of 18 and 35. Them are good workers. Them are real good workers.
Well, the legal system has its own language. It's called legalese. And we don't speak it. We're unfamiliar with it. They even patented it. So... And then we're not operating under common law, which has been the great equalizer in history past. And they've moved in 1938 with the Erie Railroad versus Tompkins case. They did away with the common law in most of the business cases. In other words, under the common law, if someone is harmed, you have to pay. But now we live under a situation where you've harmed no one, but you get fined and fined and fined for this, fined for that, tens of millions
maritime
of fines
law.
That you can get.
Yeah, UCC.
Maritime law.
UCC.
So it's called statutory law, statute, mandate, policy, code, and rules is not law.
They're rules. That's right. Because you're a corporation, you're not a American citizen. You're a U.S. citizen. And when you claim it's your U.S. Mm-hmm. citizen, that makes you a corporation. You have no constitutional rights at all. And I've tested this fact out to find out if it was actually real and correct. And what we did, a buddy of mine lost his job. He went to go apply for food stamps, okay? So I went with him. I said, whatever you do, don't tell them that you are a U.S. citizen. I'm going to see how they react. So we got there. We had to meet this lady, caseworker, whatever, intake worker, whatever the fuck she was. He filled out the application, blah, 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 blah. And she asked him, she goes, sir, are you a U.S. citizen? He goes, no, I'm an American citizen. She said, sir, are you a U.S. citizen? And he goes, no, I'm an American citizen, ma'am. She goes, sir, you are a U.S. citizen. Is that true, sir? And I looked at him and said, yeah, go ahead, give in, man. He goes, yes. She goes, thank you. You know why? Because if he was an American citizen, she couldn't do a goddamn thing for him. Nothing. He has to be a U.S. citizen to get the benefit. Get it? That's how I found out about
that.
So,
when you have a question about the law and you start trying to stand on the established truths, when you go back and figure out where we kind of got turned off of the path that we were on, they call you a sovereign citizen. There is no such thing as a sovereign citizen. You're either a sovereign or you're a citizen. And that meaning we're actually under civil law. Civil law is Roman law. We're also being ruled under admiralty law, which is the law of the seas, and then we're also ruled with ecclesiastical law, which is the Vatican. The Vatican owns, through Unidroit, the UCC code, Uniform Commercial Code, and we don't even though we use that code, we don't own it. We rent it. It costs us about $250,000 a year, and that's how they keep everything. I'm telling you, it's a long, if you want the truth, you'll have to dig for it. It's not easy to come up with this, and some of it is so foreign to our thinking that it'll make you just want to throw up, and I actually went through that. I had to run out of my house into my yard about 15 years ago because I thought I was going to be sick, and that was when I realized how truly ignorant I was about the way things work in our world. And that's what's being hidden from us. We don't understand what this agenda is. We don't understand what's going on. We think if we just manage to elect another president, we'll somehow everything will be all right, when they're actually two sides of the same coin. They're just a theater group, and they're interested only in controlling us until they don't need to act it out anymore, and they'll start killing people. I mean, that's... You know, the largest single loss of life in world history is when governments kill their own people. So I don't expect good things ahead, but the only way to get it corrected, honestly, God says in the Bible that the nation will repent, that he will forgive them and restore their country. So if that doesn't happen, I mean – that's out of God's mouth himself. We're going down the tubes in a big, 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 big way. These people that are ruling us are evil people. The Bible says there are people in the world that are so evil that they can't sleep unless they're doing evil. And that's who's running everything. So Trump's not – he's an order taker just like Biden is. Those guys all come out of the same club. It's kind of like Carlin said, it's a big club and you're not in it.
That's right. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
And you know, when I talk to people like this, they think I'm from another planet. It's hard to listen to, but I'm just telling you the way it is.
Okay. Well,
there's different levels of this club that you're talking about. You know, Trump is an oddball. Yeah, he's rich. He's a multi-billionaire. Yeah, okay, so what? Okay. But the other ruling elite or globalist, like George Soros, he's an evil-doing son of a bitch. He's demonically plagued, okay? Trump is not. Okay, sure, they are up on that higher level. Not like us. We're down here on the poor level, you know, the pissants down here. But Trump would never go into Bohemian Grove, for example. out in, I think, was it Southern California, Northern California out there, where they openly worship Satan, called Moloch, okay? And have Moloch, supposedly, the owl, you know what I'm talking about, human sacrifices and all this bullshit, okay? You'll never find Trump in a fucking place like that. You'll find the Bushy boys, you know, the crime family, the blowjob Clintons, and you'll find, all them others that are globalists out there. They got the roster out there where they have been after that shit. But yet they proclaim that they're Christians.
It's just like the amount of people you found on that manifest for what's his name's jet, for the pedophile jet, you know. Clinton was on there. So was Bill Gates. Bill Gates is another evil motherfucker, you know?
Yeah, he is. He's a Nazi.
Yep.
Anybody that practices eugenics is a Nazi. I saw a film clip on him over in Pakistan or India, somewhere over there, where they went over there and they vaccinated about 200,000 young girls, and they didn't fail to tell them that it was going to make them sterile. And he's giving this little girl a shot, and he pulls his shot out of her arm. He turns around. He's just like he's almost dancing. He's like he's about to pee all over himself because he gave her that shot. He is a sick puppy. Don't you think that he isn't?
Yes. Is there any reason, is there any wonder why his wife fucking divorced him?
There's probably no telling.
Not that she's a healthy person either, but... Again, when you're on that fucking jet, when you're on the pedophile jet with fucking
Epstein,
you know, you're an evil motherfucker. I mean, we know.
It's called the Lolita Express.
Clinton was there. Probably both Clintons were there, you know.
I think that's right. I read that.
Well, Bill Blowjob was there because when he would go over there, he would tell the Secret Service agents, get lost. Go do something. Why? What was he doing? He's fucking underage
Hillary
girls
Clinton,
over there. You
Hillary
know?
Clinton was on that jet. She was on that jet.
Oh, yeah, she's on there, too. Hell, she's
I know. She was sitting
much.
Next to me. I know. I know she was on it.
Oh, you was there. Oh, okay. Well, you see, I went.
What was that scandal that she was involved in at fucking Pizzagate?
Hillary's a dirty old bitch. She's a lesbian anyway, and I know that from a fact. I know somebody personally knows the old bitch. That knows her and Bill both. He fucking don't check it out. This motherfucker had money. He owned a chain of fucking grocery stores, and he knew Bill and Hillary. He knew them both. And he told me she was having an affair with a fucking doctor, down in Bentonville, Arkansas, where Walmart World Headquarters is.
Yeah,
he's having an affair with a doctor down there. Some other chick. Yeah, this has been back fucking early '90s when I was told this shit. I still remember that.
Oh yeah, she's a carpet muncher. Ain't no doubt about that.
Yeah,
my daughter is.
Service said she was psychotic. Yeah, boy.
Oh yeah, psychotic, crazy bitch, fucking crazy bitch.
You can tell she's their kid. Look at her.
I'm really concerned about her and her age. What's her name? Uma something or other. Uma, the one lady that was her age.
Mm-hmm. Aberdeen. She was married to another sick motherfucker. You know, what was his name? The guy she was married to that had his bunch of crap on his computer. Uma Aberdeen.
I don't remember.
Anything about that Wiener dude.
That's Wiener. Him. Anthony Wiener.
Yeah. Well, what we're saying is that...
The way I said Wiener. That Wiener dude.
Yeah.
we are in trouble. I don't know.
Yeah, big trouble.
I don't know. It's pretty big trouble, I'm telling you. We got the entire, for instance, how can we fix our economy when someone else is in control of it? You have, I believe it's, they got, the other day I read that there's 40, this one outfit's 42,600 plus brands are owned by 147 companies. So they've been working at this a long time. When Nixon bragged about he was going to open trade with China, we should have known that we were going to get tattooed on that deal. And they, I remember going up to Wisconsin and Michigan and seeing all of these factories, man, being auctioned off and hauling all over to China and then set back up and producing goods and services to pay, you know, send back over here. They have been winding our economy down, our jobs down for a long time. We, you know, we're being
sold out
a little bit at a time.
We're being sold the fuck out.
Yeah. Piece
by piece, we're being dismantled. And like you said, it's been happening for a long time.
Well,
and
it's been, I've
of
noticed
course,
it happening
all
in the 70s. Back in the 70s when I was a kid, I seen it happen, you know.
The wars, everything is all has been, you know, by design. And, yeah, in fact, right now we're not even operating under the Constitution. And the treaties that Biden had signed us back into again with the Paris Accord and the United Nations and all our obligations that he's committed to the United States to were never ratified. They still haven't been ratified. They weren't ratified when Obama put us in those things. And they never have been, and so that's just blowing my mind. It was in a committee hearing that one of their panel members had brought that up.
The 14th Amendment was never fully ratified.
Sure. But, I mean, these are treaties. And while that, yeah, does count, I'm just saying right now it's so obvious, and nobody's saying anything in Congress. Nobody blinked. It's like, hello? When he signed that, and we're all complaining about it, saying, no, we don't want to go into it. It's not about climate change. It's about greening the economy, the United States economy. Somebody should have said, well, wait a minute. I don't remember it coming through here through Congress as far as being ratified. Anybody remember that? Was I gone that day? Nope, not a word.
I missed that memo. I think I was at the golf course. I was on my yacht. You know, the ambassador of China was coming to bring me some money. You know, as I was lounging on my yacht. My name is Elmer J. Fudd. I'm a millionaire. I own a mansion and a yacht. You know. So if I missed it, I was busy. I don't have time for you peasants. I was out cruising around eating ice cream with fucking Nancy Pelosi. Me and Nancy
I'm
are
grinning
best
so hard
friends.
My face is hurting.
She's so sexy for an old woman. Dust might come out of her crotch, but I think she can still rock with a little bit of lube. You know. 530 synthetic high mileage for Nancy.
Scary.
Castrol GTX is my favorite flavor.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, did you hear?
Go ahead, Gunn.
Wait a minute, did you hear about your glorious leader out there in California? He wants to add another constitutional amendment to the Constitution.
He should. California needs it.
It is. Yeah. To ban guns in all 50 states. The motherfucker is insane.
Yeah.
You see the evil? You see the draconian evil? Well, very few. That's the evil ruling.
You know how you can shut that motherfucker up? You really want the answer to shut Newsom up? Let me tell you. Stick another dick in his mouth. He'll shut up.
Yeah.
Well, he needs to get some tips from a pro. Well, send him up to the White House.
Well, that's true. He could call Bill. They're both in the same party. I'm sure they got their number on each other's phones.
You know.
Oh, no, it's all
I'm
too
sure.
Well.
Yeah.
Now, so the whole thing, it was a nice experiment while it lasted, but, you know, in these last days, it's all gone to crap,
mm-hmm.
and it just needs to keep just falling. And we need to start all over again.
There's
no way to weed
reset.
Out all the corruption.
No. Well, we could.
Well,
there ain't that many of them.
It's really going to hit. This new electronic thing they want you to carry in your pocket that's going to have your money on it, that's going to be
Bed now. It's your friend. What are you talking about, man? It's your friend. We just want to keep close track of your money for you because you can't do it. You can't save money like we can.
I don't need any help.
And if you have
there
over 30 days, we're going to subtract it. We're going to fucking you're gonna lose that money. You can't save money no more. We want you to stay poor, broken, and controlled.
Our computers were locked down to today. We're sorry.
Yeah.
We'll have it fixed in another 24, 48 hours. It'll be all right.
Oh, you want to buy a fourth bottle of whiskey this week? Oh, no. You've got over your capacity. You cannot have no more. So, yeah. I did a story. I wrote a story in my head during the show one day called Little Johnny. And it's pretty well kind of summed up. I was trying to help the people that are slower than the audience that don't really get it, what it means. You know, anyway, I'll tell you it real quick, but I got to get up there and run out of time. But anyway, little Johnny came by and said, I'll cut your grass around for $5. I said, knock yourself out. So he knocks it out, get a great job, pulls out his fucking phone. I hand him my card. He swipes and takes off down the road with $5. Sees a convenience store. He pushes the lawnmower up to the door. And he walks inside, walks up the cooler, says $1.25 for a soda, ice cold motherfucking coast sold it. Middle of July. Anyway, he walks up the counter and hands the dude this thing. Johnny hands him his card. The dude swipes and says, Johnny, you have insufficient funds. Johnny goes, what do you mean, man? I just cut Ron's grass for $5, man. Bullshit, I got $5. And the clerk says, Johnny, you don't understand how it works, do you? And Johnny goes, what you talking about, man? He says, well, here's what happens. So he goes, as soon as you swipe Ron's card into your phone, into your account, the government automatically deducts Social Security, income tax, FDIC, any other fucking fees they want it to. And, well, fuck, man, the soda's only $1.25, dude. He goes, well, your balance is $1.25. And Johnny goes, what's the problem? You ain't got the money to pay the tax. See, that's how it's going to work. And a lot of people don't get that, you know. So I've been studying economics and law for 37 years. I mean, I'm not a lawyer and I don't give legal advice, but, you know, I'm into this shit for a long haul. You know what I mean? But that's the reality of it.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. And
people
don't get
it.
I said, look at 1984. Go look at fucking 1984.
The Supreme Court ruling today, did anybody hear about it?
No, just indictment.
Okay, the Supreme Court ruled today that the IRS, let's say you owe or that you got audited, so they're auditing you, and while they're auditing you, they're, you know, digging into your bank accounts and assets if you have them and all this other. And the people also associated with you, next of kin, friends, they start looking into them. They gave them that authority. The IRS, there was somebody that had petitioned the court and was saying, you know, these people aren't involved in my debt problems, you know, with the IRS not paying the IRS taxes. So why are they being looked into? And basically Congress had left the law so broad that it allowed the IRS to investigate you just in case you do owe the IRS money. They want to make sure that they can find the money. And if not, find the people that you know that maybe can cover that debt for you or the taxes that you owe. So, you know, whoever you're associated with.
You want to talk about far-reaching.
Honest to God. Third party. They gave it, the judge gave a scenario, Judge Roberts gave a scenario saying, because he was, him and one other judge had dissented on it. They didn't agree with the opinion of the rest of the court. But anyway, because the rest of the court voted yes, they're going to let it go through. But so the scenario was basically this guy is being audited, and his parents own dry cleaning. And, you know, then he has a bank account, but that's about it as far as assets. So they looked into his bank account and anybody that he wrote a check to or received a check from, they looked into those people. They looked into his parents and their assets and their banking account, just in case. And the judge said that, just in case they find out and assess that he owes money to the IRS. And I was reading this the entire, because they have the transcript, and the arguments were going back and forth on it, and that was like the final scenario as to why it shouldn't be that way. And they will not notify them until it's time to collect. The IRS does not have to notify you or the third parties until it's time to collect.
That is so fucking crazy, isn't it?
It is.
Yes. Yep. Talk about stepping over your bounds. I mean, gee whiz.
Oh, yeah. But it's like they can't get enough. They're coming after shit they print. That's what gets me. They're coming after the shit you fucking print. You can print all you fucking want, all you need. What do you mean get a fucking loan from the goddamn Federal Reserve? You ain't got
it.
You can print more money.
It's like we're living in a movie. Think about this. There's this version of Cinderella called The Slipper and the Rose where
This is all a fucking doctor,
They want everybody.
Soap opera.
What they want is everybody. They don't want upward mobility. All right. They want you to. If you're born poor, they want you to stay poor. That's what they want.
Well, yeah. Well, of course. Why? Of course. Fucking right. Fuck you being happy.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have that.
They're gonna eliminate the little Johnny of the world.
Yeah.
You know?
They are. They're trying to. Well, they're eliminating big Johnny's too, though. Look at all these fucking restaurants mm-hmm. are struggling. Going out of business, locking the fuck up. Yeah, what do you expect, man?
There are a lot of restaurants that cannot find people to work for them.
That can't find work. The cost is up. People ain't spending money. It's all kinds of fucking reasons.
Well, not only is the cost up, they have fucking thieves and the shoplifters and all that shit.
Oh,
they're just going in there and cleaning them out. Target. I was looking at something earlier today. The employees just stand around and just nothing they do. You know? Okay, one of them, this little fucking black little bastard, shoved this old man, he hit a fucking flower pot and killed him. He died. I mean, it's just like
a
mob. It's a huge mob. Did you see that? Yeah. Wow.
Uh-huh.
And if you try to stop it, say you're a honest citizen with a gun, they'll fucking nail your ass for stopping them. Ain't that fucked up? If I went into a Home Depot and I carry a gun, and if you try to stop them, they'll fuck you.
Yeah?
That is fucked up, let me tell you. So, if I see something like that, oh, well, have at it. You know?
Yeah,
is it? Remember what they did to these two war agents, Ramos and Coffey on? They shot a fucking illegal, you know, and they ended up in jail, you know? So think about it. They were trying to do their job, and they end up in jail. You know, so, you know, that's the way we have a justice system is upside down.
It ain't upside down. It's fucked. F-U-C-K-E-D. Okay, with no vaccine.
When you got people that ran an insurrection against a guy that aren't swinging from ropes, you know, that aren't swinging from ropes, like, you know, Comey and all these people. They're not Obama. Obama was part of it. Biden was part of it. Maybe not Kamala Harris, but those people were part of the insurrection. They should be swinging on ropes, and they're not.
Why do you think that I carry gun insurance, okay, from Texas Law Shield? Just in case I have to use my gun in a self-defense situation, I'm covered with attorney fees, okay, with this fucked-up judicial system that we have. And it is fucked up, let me tell you. I mean, they will eat you alive, okay, and they'll try to put you in prison for, say, a justifiable shooting. Somebody fucking pulls a knife on you. Somebody pulls a gun on you. Somebody tries to, you know, rob you, rape you, whatever, and you defend yourself, your family, or a third person. It's called defense of a third person, okay? They will try their best to put your ass in prison. It is totally fucking fucked up. It needs to be thrown out and started all over again.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, we got a, they're after a fucking innocent man in Trump. Trump's innocent of all this shit. Oh, let me say, oh, well, he questioned the legitimate, they may say, well, the Georgia case was legitimate because they questioned the election over and over and over again. And, you know, it makes them look bad when, you know, you have video evidence of them pulling fucking ballots out from under tables in suitcases at that place in Atlanta, and they say that the election was on the up and up in Georgia. You know, that's what this is all about. All these cases against Trump is nothing but fucking lawfare. Weaponizing the law. Lawfare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, all in their favor. As long as they benefit of it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's in their, as long as it's their favor and they get the benefit of it, fuck you.
That's
fuck
right.
You. Yeah, because you're just
fuck
a low
you,
fucking yeah, citizen.
Yeah,
all you are.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's what it is. What do we say? Yay me, fuck you.
Yep.
Yep.
And they want more. They can't have. They're not satisfied with just total control. How they run things out there. They want more. They want every fucking thing you got. They want you to work as slaves. Okay, for what is it? 60% of your paycheck now goes to these cocksuckers for taxes and property taxes and all this fucking tax. I thought we had the Boston Tea Party to fucking get away with taxes. Or do away with tax. What the fuck happened to that? You know?
Well, these idiots, the useful
wrong.
Idiots,
yeah.
They'll find out sooner than later that basically that's
yeah.
all that they were, you know, they were used because these
yeah.
people, you know, that are helping the elitists, the globalists or whatever, they really don't have any money per se, but they do have, you know, since they work in the government or some form of influence like the IRS or whatever, and they think that they're going to fare well after it's all done and said, you know, done and committed over and whatever else without, you know, ever firing a shot. They're going to be in good graces with these people. But really, they're going to get kicked to the curb, too, and they're going to find out real soon, you idiot, you idiot, you threw it all away.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're going
yeah,
to eat their
exactly.
own. They eat their yeah.
That's exactly what's going to happen. I thought, but fuck, since I was this person, but this one, no, fuck no. You thought wrong. Well, kids, I do have to rock out of here because it is at past that time, right? Overtime already. But I got to get up early in the morning. I got an event coming
night,
up.
Good night, everyone.
So y'all have a good night.
See you later
yourself.
Tonight.
I'm going to throw up this song and I'll, yep, see you later tonight. So take care. Be
all
good
right.
each other. Party on, goddamn it. Party on.
I want to get away. Fly away, yeah, yeah.